In his Thanksgiving message, former President Donald Trump hinted at a possible 2024 presidential run. The former president stated, "A very interesting time in our country, but do not worry. We will be great again, and we will do it together. America will never fail, and we will never allow it to go in the wrong direction. Too many great generations are counting on us." The president then concluded the message last week with, "Enjoy your Thanksgiving, knowing that a wonderful future lies ahead." Political strategist Kamara Clifton joins us now on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Kamara, thank you so much for taking time for us, and can you tell us a little bit about the political implications that this message from our former president has?
Well, first of all, I'm thrilled to know that President Trump is considering running for president again. I think he would win, and especially depending on who he chooses for running mates, and there are several really good ones who are would be great vice presidents to, you know, with his tutelage and running the country and all that international experience, but are not quite ready for that job now. On the flip side, in my opinion, we could run Bozo the Clown against the current President Biden, and Bozo would win because Biden is making hash and destroying our republic. And, you know, we think of our country as being, you know, the way that we interact with it every day. But when we take a broader view and look at it as a republic that stands alone in the world as the greatest country God ever created, it has broader implications for what happens in other countries that depend so heavily on us. And not only on our support and our help and our protection, but also on our example. So this is huge. I think that whether President Trump runs again or he facilitates, you know, other people running, I would prefer that he run and have them run as his VP.
And we've heard long, there's been a lot of speculation about President Trump perhaps running for office again in 2024. There's been some rumblings, too, that he may consider running as an individual not in the Republican Party. Do you see that happening by chance?
Well, it kind of depends on how the Republicans behave. I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm talking about because I think Rona McDonald, she understands the implications of what's going to happen if we don't get him in. But I'm talking about the state levels and the county levels. They're doing polling, and they should keep doing polling right up until we have to the convention. But there are some people who are so anti-Trump that they can't see the forest for the trees. And, you know, that's a thing that they need to deal with. And if they don't, we'd be well served to have a majority of Republicans who say, you know what, I don't care that he gives people a hard time sometimes. I don't care that he, you know, makes fun of people sometimes when it might not be completely appropriate. What I care about is that he will save us. He will reinstate all the policies and the programs and the infrastructure that we had before Biden came to office, and he will do it in exponentially. It won't just be replacing what we had. Anyone might be able to do that, but he will go bigger, and we need to do that because the world is in a very precarious place right now,
mm-hmm.
And we can't afford not to be the greatest country in the world.
And you talked a little bit a minute ago about his running mate, too. Does it still indicate that there's not going to be any reunion or any hashing out the differences that are being had or had been had between the former president and former Vice President Mike Pence?
No, I don't think that. I think the minute that the election was over and they went their separate ways, I think that was it. I will name some people that in my mind would be really good prospects for him, if you'd like for me to. So I think Marsha Blackburn would be really good. Tim Scott, mm-hmm. Governor DeSantis, and Ted Cruz. Now, there are others who, you know, could be on that list, but those are the ones that I happen to know the most about, and I admire them. And I think that their skill set, their temperaments, their experience would be a really good second for him. But I'm not sure that any of them, no matter what they might think, I think a lot of people are thinking DeSantis would be a good person to run, but I don't think that he has the experience or the breadth of things that he would get if he were vice president for 4 years.
And that could, perhaps change serving as vice president for 4 years. Quite a bit of experience, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And it would round all of those people are brilliant in their own ways.
Mm-hmm.
They're highly skilled. They're very effective politicians. They're conservatives to their core. And they're decent human beings. They all are faith-based. They have, great compassion for this country. Everybody who lives here, not just those who give them money. And they would benefit greatly from having that, in the hot seat kind of experience that they don't have now.
Sure.
And that'd be great. And, I think more than anything, President Trump loves this country. And I've seen him in some interviews lately that led me to believe that he wants to be acknowledged for the good things that he did for us. And I don't think that cost us anything. And I think that if he decides to run, money will pour in for that. The other thing about those people that I just mentioned, it takes a tremendous amount of money, millions and millions and millions of dollars, and an infrastructure that most people can't even imagine to launch a political campaign for the President of the United States. You got to be in every nook and cranny in this country with volunteers and infrastructure and all that, plus all that costs money. So on their own, even with the help of the local parties, party chairs, they might have difficulty doing that. It takes years to put that money together. That's why it takes people so long to run. But with President Trump, they get there on a fast track. And I think that's a good thing for our country as well.
Ms. Clifton, anything else you'd like to add today?
Well, it was suggested to me earlier this morning that there are some Democrat women who are thinking to run. Kamala Harris, which is like insane. Hillary Clinton, and there was one more. And I was asked, what would I think of that? And this is my answer. God save us.
We appreciate the time, Ms. Clifton, and appreciate the great work you do for all of our affiliates across the nation with Fox News.
Well, thank you so much for calling me. I appreciate it. And God bless you and your listeners.